Fierce fighting in the western mountains of Libya has turned half a dozen villages into ghost towns. The people who lived there have fled either out of fear of Muammar Gaddafi's forces or fear of rebel fighters. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in the western mountains. She has our story.
I am standing at the edge of the village of Yafran, which is perched on the cliffs that overlook the wide, flat plains that lead to the coast and to Tripoli. This village, like so many others in the western mountains, is utterly deserted. There's the eerie stillness of a place that has been abandoned by almost everyone. All the houses and shops around me now are empty, some bearing the scars of the violence. Broken glass and shattered walls from the Grad rockets that were launched against Yafran by Gaddafi's forces pockmark the area. According to the few residents who still remain here, at the hospital and at a media center, the trouble began on the very first day of April when Gaddafi's army laid siege to this town. 3 weeks later, government forces had broken through and occupied part of Yafran, causing widespread destruction. There was a mass exodus of people, with many residents going to places under rebel control.
At that time, you know, there's majority of the families left. And you know how many people left here? 50 freedom fighters and 100 civilians. Yeah, they were trapped here. They cannot move out or in.
Mazeh Bouzakhar works in the Yafran Media Center. Even though the rebels pushed Gaddafi's troops out on June 2nd, so far almost no one has come back. There's no electricity here, no water, and people are still afraid that fighting will start up again.
They've seen a lot, you know, what Gaddafi forces did to their neighbors, you know. So when you have Gaddafi forces in your town, in your village, I mean, it's a big threat.
But Gaddafi's army isn't the only threat to civilians in the Nafusa Mountains. This conflict has divided communities, and the fighters in the western mountains are also responsible for causing civilians to evacuate. So I'm now in the village of Awaniya, and here it's a different story. This was a pro-Gaddafi town that was used as a garrison. But the result is the same. All around me, there are burned cars and looted stores. Everyone here has also fled. Mohammed Al-Afi is a rebel fighter from a neighboring village. He says the people of Awaniya collaborated with Gaddafi's forces. He says his village, Khalifa, suffered a lot because of the pressure brought to bear by Gaddafi's forces stationed in Awaniya. When the rebels finally advanced, he says, most of the families who remained there fled with government troops to areas still under Gaddafi's control. Awaniya was then also ransacked, but by the rebels. Triumphant graffiti is scrawled on one of the walls as a message to any returning families. This is where the rebels defeated Gaddafi's army. Sydney Quairam is from Human Rights Watch. She's been investigating what happened in the empty villages of the Western Mountains. She says a pattern has developed in suspected pro-Gaddafi areas.
Some of the residents fled when the government forces came in, but then a lot more residents fled when the rebels came and captured them.
The village of Gualish, which was taken last Wednesday, July 6th, is only the latest example of what happens when the rebels come in.
What we saw in Gualish was that they had truckloads of things from the stores that they were taking away, looting. And we saw five houses that were, you know, fine on the 6th being burnt on the 7th.
Some of the score settling has to do with old tribal and regional enmities as well, which might not bode well for the future here. Human Rights Watch is calling on the rebel and government authorities to make sure that people can safely return to their homes, no matter what their affiliation was. But that might be easier said than done. Everyone from these once tight-knit communities has scattered far and wide. In a house in rebel-held Zintan, 15 members of one family are living a Spartan existence. Lunch today is rice with tomato sauce. The rooms have only a few pieces of furniture, the most basic necessities. 32-year-old Mohammed Ahmed Dabu is from Yafran. He says he doesn't know where any of his neighbors are these days. They've left to Tunisia or other towns in the western mountains. Because there's no cell phone system working, there's no way to find out. He recently went back to his house to check on it. He says it was horrible to see the damage to the area, and all the homes are so empty. It makes us terribly sad, he says, to see it. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News in the Western Mountains.